It's peanut butter and apples. The apples are very sweet and soft.
What do they look like now?
You made them look like monsters for Halloween.
Josetta Arnold is trying hard to get a very pregnant student to try one of the ghoulish-looking apples with its peanut butter smile and slivered almond teeth. The apples are just one of the good-for-you snacks set out for students to try and hopefully like. Arnold trains future teachers at the historically black college on Jacksonville's west side.
We developed Healthy Halloween to give our Edward Waters College students the opportunity to taste fresh food, to look at celebrating using fresh food and fruit and not candy and sugar.
And if they start eating healthier, Arnold says, they'll be much more likely to pass that behavior along to their own students down the road.
So this is why we're trying so hard to encourage, eat it, try it, you'll like it, it's good for you. But it is an upward battle.
Edward Waters College is in Health District 1, an area of widespread poverty, where high stress, stroke, diabetes, and obesity are fairly common. Arnold says if folks ate healthier, they would be healthier. 18-year-old EWC elementary education major Darren Evans is on board with that.
Me being a teacher and the kids see me eating cauliflower, they're going to say, oh, well, Mr. Evans eats it, so why can't I eat it?
This was the second year for the Healthy Halloween campaign at EWC. Josetta Arnold says her goal is to expand the program next year to include the families who live around the school. Sid Hoskinson, WJCT News.